This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big week in politics and a long one online too. So today we're pressing pause on the chaos and turning to something that might actually make your heart feel full. Joining us for our regular scroll through the social media world is Dr. Edith Hill. And this week, Edith's bringing us two wholesome content creators using their platforms to help people in very real ways. Good afternoon, Edith.
Good afternoon, Warren.
I love the fact that there's an election this weekend. I did my voting today, out of the way, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And we can just focus on something good. Press pause on all the negativity out there, because there's been some pretty horrible stuff being said by some of the candidates. So.
Yeah. It's a little, it's grim. And being online so chronically as I am, the ads and the, it's so much. And I'm a big fan of the idea of, you know, we all need a community to help, and we all should be looking out for the most vulnerable people around us when we think about politics, but also when we think about our everyday actions and how we can be looking after the people around us through our voice and our vote, but also through how we treat others. So that's kind of what I was thinking when I sent you my little links to talk about today.
Very timely. And I love them both. And the first one is called Clean with B. Tell us about Clean with B.
Yes. So this is someone I found both through YouTube and TikTok independently, actually. And she started talking about she was renting out a flat in the UK and it was disgusting. And she made videos about having to clean this flat and how, you know, with the black mold and the water stains and just the general grime and the renting and the stress and the everything. And then she's ended up turning her whole platform into a free cleaning service where all of the money that she makes from her social media, she takes applications and then does free industrial style cleaning for people who are not able to do cleaning for themselves.
Oh, what a woman. So she doesn't take the money and
incredible.
Run. She's using it to help people who can't clean their houses.
Yeah, absolutely. So she has a donate function online where it's a few creators have this. It's called like Buy Me a Coffee, and you donate the amount of a coffee to the person. And all of that money goes to hiring skips, hiring industrial cleaning supplies. She also now gets brand sponsorships from certain companies that will provide people with new fridges and electronics when the state of them has gotten so bad they're kind of beyond repair. So she works with companies, and all of the money then goes back to the people who need it and help her pay for her travel and expenses and all the products that go into doing these big, big cleaning jobs.
Now, Edith, we're not talking about sort of just coming over and doing a clean the bathroom, the toilet, the kitchen and dusting the shelves, are we? I had a look today. These messes, they're big. They're absolutely big, but she's got this humour and warmth that's even bigger.
Oh, she's such a good person, and it's so nice to watch someone who just genuinely is nice. Like, she's funny and she's warm, and, you know, she's going into people's homes who are obviously in very vulnerable situations, especially sharing the state of their homes. Of course, there are no details of the people. She only shares like whatever they're comfortable sharing, like, oh, this person has had, you know, some mental health problems, or they are physically unable to clean their house, and that's kind of where she leaves it. So it's very private, which I think is quite good of her to keep it that way. But she goes in and she's like, oh god, oh, there's some rat poop, whoa, okay, off we go, and just like gets on with it and cleans these people's homes. And it's really, really good, and also satisfying to watch if you are a grot like me.
I noticed too that you know, her videos they're of the whole transformation of both the homes and the lives, but she also has, there's something about her that I really like. There's a deep compassion. And I think you mentioned too, there's no judgment there as well. And it's refreshing to watch that on social media, because I can't think of the example at the moment, but there was a controversial thing that we've spoken about in the last few months, or quite recently, you know, where someone was making money out of something very inappropriate. And this is good. This is great. It's being put to great use.
There are a lot of examples out there where people are doing good things on paper, but they do tend to be exploiting the people or the story in some kind of way, which I'm obviously not a big fan of. But the fact that she keeps it anonymous, the fact that she, you know, is very protective of the people, completely non-judgmental about how they got themselves into the states that they're in. And when you see some of these houses, it's like you said, it's not just a spray and wipe in the bathroom. It's a heavy industrial clean. There's usually a skip involved, hiring of equipment. It is a full-on job. But she's never judgmental about how people get into the states that they're in, and just gets in and cleans and wants them to have a better and more comfortable life that they wouldn't be able to provide for themselves otherwise, which is just, it's really good.
Now, moving over to the United States at the moment, we know there's a lot going on there. But there's one man over there who is, I suppose, slowly doing his own thing to, shall we say, rebuild America. Tell us about that.
Yeah. This is Uncle John.
It's not so Donald Trump.
No, oh God. Look, first to say, obviously it shouldn't be an individual's responsibility to do things like this, and there should be more, you know, government support and funding to be helping people in general. But when people are not in a good situation and when they have time and money on their hands, it's really beautiful to see them helping. So what this man is doing is he has retired and he is gradually cleaning up and rebuilding his neighborhood. So he will drive past a house and see that the lawn is completely overgrown, and he'll clean it for them. Or he'll see that a fence is being knocked down or someone's backed their car into something funny. He rebuilds letterboxes, he paints, he does fencing, he does yard work, everything. And he films himself doing it. He does it free of charge for these people because he wants to see a better community. And he's like, I have the time, I have the money, why the hell not?
I love the fact that he's doing that just of his own accord. If you've been feeling a little disillusioned this week, you're not alone, because we've got some good news now of what people are doing online to help people out, and got some SMSs coming in from people who are seeing people do good things. Angela says, Bee's videos make me cry and then clean my house. That's good. I must admit, it didn't motivate me to clean my house. And Tom says, Uncle John for local hero of the year. Uncle John's cool.
Yeah, he's got a very good vibe about him. He doesn't overact it as well, which I really like. You see, again, some people who it's theatrical and they make this big deal about it, and he's very much like, he talks in a normal voice and he's like, nope, I was driving past, I saw this fence. I know that if people had the money to fix it themselves, they would have done it already, so I'm going to do it for them. People don't want to be living in squalor or living in, you know, not good conditions, or have their fences be knocked over, or not have a bloody letterbox. Like, if people had the ability to do it, they'd be doing it for themselves. So whether financially, mentally, physically, they can't, he's like, well, I can, so I'm going to do it for you. And I think that is really good and a beautiful use of someone's time and retirement.
Steve in Parramatta in Sydney says, I helped my neighbour fix her gate this week and we'd never even spoken before. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Little things like that make a really big difference to someone's life. And having just moved myself, whilst heavily pregnant, might I add, you need a village of people around you. And living in isolation and not being able to do things for yourself is really, really difficult. And I'm otherwise a very, you know, able-bodied, competent person, and it's just this one period of time where I'm not able to do things. But seeing other people step up and think about their community and the people around them, whether they actually know them or just living in the same area, and then looking after each other, is a really, really nice thing.
Edith, have you met your neighbours yet?
I haven't. I have seen one from a distance. We moved over the Easter long weekend, so people were away, which was good because we could use up the street and not be worried about getting trucks in people's way and stuff. But I haven't seen them yet, and I'm a little nervous because we're going to live here for a really long time, so I really hope they're nice.
I'm sure they will be. And my local barista leaves free coffees for people. It's like a pay it forward board at the coffee shop. And I love it. It's like kindness with caffeine.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Another one.
It's what you need.
Someone says, they watched Clean With B. They binged watched 6 episodes. Such a kind heart. She really is.
Yeah, excellent. Highly recommend people do that if they want to have something to do, because all of the money that goes from you watching the AdSense and everything is going back into helping these people and helping support her financially, so she is able to travel to the locations to then help these people. So it's a very good use of your time and energy if you just want to sit and watch someone clean, because some of us like that. I'm a creep. I love it. If you like that, watch it, because it's helping her fund and help other people.
Sophie says, we need more bees in the world. I'd love to donate and help her do it. How do we do it? Where do we find her?
So you can just Google Clean With Bee. She has a few different platforms, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and in all of them it links to her Buy Me A Coffee, which is a secure way of donating very small amounts of money that do end up making quite a big difference to her to buy the supplies to help these people.
And if we want to watch the Uncle John show, John's spelled differently, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is pronounced Uncle John, but his platform is spelt J-H-O-N-N. So there you go. But if you Google Uncle John show, it does actually come up, but John is spelt a little different.
Edith Hill, our favourite social media tour guide, thank you so much for the scroll. Loved it. Stop moving the furniture. Get your husband to do it.
Yeah, I know. He's so good. He comes home and he's like, I'll notice if you've unpacked a box. I go, oh, sorry. He's banned me from doing anything other than sitting on the couch and playing Animal Crossing. So
good.
Really, I don't have it that bad.
We'll let you go and do it, and we'll chat to you next week.
Excellent. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Dr. Edith Hill from Flinders University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.